Welcome to the Israel Answers series, connecting Israel, the Bible, and you. Join Susan Michael as she explores timely issues and current events from a scriptural perspective to equip the Christian world with a balanced and biblical response. Be sure to subscribe for future episodes, which will ignite your faith and bring the Bible to life in your everyday world. Now, let's join Susan with your Israel Answers.
Well, we're here again at the 2025 National Religious Broadcasters Convention, and we have met a wonderful, wonderful guest. We're so excited to have with us today Dr. Alveda King, such a well-known Christian leader and from such a well-known family and heritage, and we're just so happy to have you with us, Alveda. Thank you.
Susan, I'm glad to be here and to join you in the airwaves. And we are at NRB 2025, and people can maybe see people walk by and hear the wonderful voices. It is good in this particular time. We are quarter in to the 21st century.
Yes.
And one of the most important issues, and of course you're addressing it at ACLI, is to know and to pray for the peace of Jerusalem and to let in this particular generation, this decade, let people know about Israel. That's very important.
Yes. Well, Dr. King, share with our audience. I want to make sure they understand your family connection first. You are the niece.
I'm the niece of Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. My dad was his brother. There was Christine, Martin, and Alfred. So Uncle M.L., my dad was A.D., and those were the boys, the men.
Uh-huh.
And Martin Luther King Jr., of course, supported Israel. Our whole family did.
Uh-huh.
And so it's a natural for me to be here in support of Israel today. I went to Israel in 2011. And, of course, things were tense at that time. These things continue to go on. But we have to pray. My mother was a peace ambassador. And her last trip, she was 90 years old, and she went to Israel. She passed away when she was 92.
My goodness. She spoke
to the people, but what she said, and was very unique the way she explained it, a woman who was in her party was a journalist, and she was there. They were filming a documentary. The woman was actually killed by Palestinians during Mother's trip. So they said, Mrs. King, our journalist has just been shot. My mother said, what? Take me down there right now. So Mother goes between the Israelis and the Palestinians, and she begins to lecture them. And she says to them, Abraham was your father, both of your fathers. You're not supposed to fight. You're supposed to be together. Israel has a specific purpose with the Jews, but you should not be doing this. And they're like, but Miss King. And so on one side, you had the Jews and then the Muslims. Soldiers picked her up and started running her out of danger in her wheelchair. And that is in her documentary.
I love it. And that is a part of the family heritage
that you have.
That same fire.
Yes.
And that same passion.
Yes.
It has to have been very difficult for you to watch in just the last several years, really, the division between the Black community and the Jewish community and
yes.
with Israel, and the propaganda, the lies
yeah.
that have been infiltrating into the Black movement against Israel. Can you speak to that for a minute?
Misplaced compassion comes when you want to go with whatever you think the underdog is. And of course, in the Black community, because of the trauma of racism and segregation in this nation, without being informed, many in the Black community have no understanding of the ties of the Black community to Israel. And so this is something that has to be understood, has to be taught, and we are doing that. For instance, when the slaves were taken from the west coast of Africa and they were brought to America, they were singing about Joshua and Moses. Why were they doing that? Because there were generational ties. And so people don't understand, and they have to be taught in every generation, every decade, and on every platform.
Well, how can you explain this division? What's at the roots of it?
We are one blood, Acts 17:26. Of one blood, God made all people.
Yes.
So we are one blood and one human race.
That's right.
My uncle put it this way, Martin Luther King Jr., we must learn to live together as brothers, that is sisters, and not perish together as fools. So we have to see, first we have to know God and God's plan for humanity. And it included Israel in a very special and unique manner. And so once we understand that, we understand how, as brothers and sisters, we cannot divide, but to come together. But without that understanding and explanation, people will continue, my race, your race, I'm Muslim, you're Jew, you're Christian, skin color, denominations, religion. We have to really get back to God's intent and God's plan.
Yes, and I agree with you. We are all one race.
Yeah, one race and one blood.
And you know, I've been told, and I've seen it in action, that one of the problems in some of our black churches is that there has become an affinity with the Palestinians because they've been told, and they believe that the Palestinians are like the suffering indigenous people or the people of color,
right.
Whereas the Jews are the white Europeans that moved in and have stolen their land and oppressed them. And this, of course, resonates in the black heart.
It's a lack of knowledge. But now, I always say, too, there's not really a black church, white church, Native American
there
church, Asian church, Latino church.
Right.
But we have different ethnicities. We have different denominations.
Yes.
And when we misunderstand that, and especially if truth is not properly taught, then people who have been traumatized will easily be misguided. For instance, in 1963 in Birmingham, Alabama, my dad was a preacher at the time. His brother was a preacher. And our home was bombed on the night before Mother's Day.
Your home?
Our home was absolutely bombed by racist and white supremacists who thought there was a different race of people,
yes,
with blonde hair and blue eyes and they were superior.
Yes.
And it's not true. But white supremacists were trying to deal with us for saying we're the same, we're brothers and sisters. And they didn't want that information out. And so our home was bombed. And I said, you know, when I looked at the footage from Gaza, for example, and it's terrible, devastating, lives destroyed, homes destroyed. It's just terrible. But trauma will cause you to have a different perspective, and then you'll forget that humanity is intended to live together. You'll forget it if you're not taught properly.
You know, I think that also there's a lack of understanding,
right,
of your uncle's support of Israel.
He totally supported Israel. He said, we're mandated by God to do so. Yeah.
And I think if we can make that better known,
we should,
too, that it would be a very influential, because he was such a pioneer. And such,
I do my best to
leader.
Help with that. Yeah.
I know that you do.
Yeah.
Tell us about some of the other ministries that you're involved in, some of your passions.
Well, I'm at NRB with the Vision TV show. And it's a Christian, we talk news, we talk entertainment, hot topics. And we say it this way, the world has a view, God has the vision. And so we talk about topics. As a matter of fact, we're here at NRB. I am a music producer, a Christian entertainer. People don't know that.
No.
I have been a politician, an educator. I've done many things in my life. And so you can find me at alvitaking.com.
Wonderful.
TheVisionTVShow.com.
And so The Vision TV Show is your show?
Yeah.
And it, where does it air on?
It airs locally in Atlanta on WATC. And then we have many affiliates. So it's all over the world.
All over the world.
Yes.
Well, we are, you know, just so blessed to know you, and we want to work with you more and pull you into our work on support of Israel. I think you have an amazing voice.
Thank you.
You have an important message.
Thank you.
And you stand in the footsteps of great people, and God wants to use you even more. He's used
I'm here.
You throughout your life.
Thank you.
And I believe he wants to use you in amazing ways in the coming days. So we just are so grateful for you spending some time with us in a very, very busy day.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you.
Thank you.
We hope you have enjoyed this episode of Out of Zion with Susan Michael. Be sure to subscribe to Out of Zion now on Apple Podcasts, cpnshows.com, YouTube, or wherever you like to listen and learn. Out of Zion with Susan Michael is a production of ICEJ USA, all rights reserved.